All right, it's great to be here at the Marching to Zion Conference. Thank you so much for coming. And we're going to start out in 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. 2 Corinthians chapter number 11. And the Bible reads in 2 Corinthians 11, verse 3, "But I fear, lest by any means as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so your mind should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preacheth another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit which ye have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him." So we see in this scripture that the serpent or the devil is a great counterfeiter, and he's going to come at you with another Jesus, another spirit, another gospel. And the devil, he takes what rightfully belongs to Christ and he perverts it. The Bible says in Galatians 1 that the other gospel, it's not another, but there be some among you that would pervert or twist the gospel of Christ. So there's a Jesus that's another Jesus. There's a spirit that's another spirit, not the Holy Spirit. And there is a gospel that's another gospel. Well, let me tell you something. There's another Israel. There's a fake Israel, a counterfeit nation of Israel that the devil has set up. This counterfeit nation of Israel is aided and abetted by Christian Zionists. All right. Now, the Bible tells us very clearly in Galatians chapter 3, verse 7, "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham. And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith, preached before the gospel unto Abraham, saying, in thee shall all nations be blessed." So the Bible tells us that this key statement was made to Abraham: in thee shall all nations be blessed. Notice he didn't say in thee one particular nation is going to be blessed, one special chosen nation. No, he said in thee shall all nations of the earth be blessed. And he did that when he preached the gospel unto Abraham. Now, what did he mean by that when he said, in thee shall all nations of the earth be blessed? Well, the Bible tells us right here in this verse. It says in verse 8, "And the scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through faith." So the gospel that was preached unto Abraham was seeing into the future that God was going to justify the heathen through faith. What was the good news? The good news was that God was going to justify the heathen through faith. The good news, or the gospel that was preached unto Abraham, was that in him would all nations of the earth be blessed. And this is the fulfillment of verse 7. "Know ye therefore that they which are of faith, the same are the children of Abraham." Jump down, if you would, to verse number 29. "And if you be Christ's, then are you Abraham's seed and heirs according to the promise." The simplicity of this passage: don't let the devil beguile you into believing in some complicated dispensational explanation that some chart is going to show you. Let me tell you something. The Bible's really clear here that Abraham was made a promise. Abraham was given this glorious promise: in thee shall all nations of the earth be blessed. And God tells us what he meant by that. Hey, the heathen are going to be justified by faith. You know, all nations are going to be blessed in you. Foreseeing that God would justify the heathen through it. Foreseeing that anyone who would be in Jesus Christ would be his child, would be blessed. Now go back to Genesis chapter 12 to the key passage. Genesis chapter 12, this is the key passage where the promise is first made to Abraham. And of course, there are other passages where these same types of promises are made to Abraham later in his life. God makes him promises in chapter 15 and in chapter 22. But this initial promise is the most famous in Genesis chapter 12. And in verse 1, the Bible reads, "Now the Lord had said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation. And I will bless that nation." Is that what it says? It says, "I'll make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou," that's singular, personally, thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse them that curseth thee, and in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. There's that promise from Galatians 3. The reason I'm emphasizing the word thee is that the word thee is singular, not plural. In our King James Bible, the plural is denoted by words that begin with a Y. Ye, you, your, yourself. Whereas thou, thee, thine are singular. So he's talking to Abraham and he's saying, Abraham, I'm going to bless you and I'm going to make you a blessing unto others. In fact, in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. In thee shall all nations of the earth be blessed. One of the ways that I'm going to bless you is I'm going to make you a great nation. But he did not say, oh, that nation is the goal. That nation is the blessing. That nation is what's going to bless everybody. No. It's Jesus that's going to bless everybody. Because Jesus would come from the loins of Abraham. Jesus is the great seed of Abraham. Unto Abraham and to his seed were the promises made. He saith not seeds as of many, but to thy seed as of one, which is Christ. And if you be Christ's, if you belong to Jesus Christ, you're Abraham's seed. And heirs according to the promise. But today, this good news or gospel has been perverted away from being a gospel about Jesus, the gospel of Christ, into being the gospel of Israel. The gospel of the nation of Israel. The good news about this wonderful nation in the Middle East that was founded in 1947, 1948. This is a corruption of the gospel that was preached unto Abraham. It's another gospel. It's a false gospel, okay? It's telling you, hey, good news, everybody. The Jews are back in Israel. I don't care about that. I have no interest in that. But if I can be blessed through Jesus Christ, if I, my heathen self, can be saved and blessed and be a child of Abraham, hey, that's great news, amen? Now, I've heard the Zionist interpretation of this more times than I can count, where this is what they'll say. They'll say, well, when the Bible says, in thee shall all nations be blessed, that's because we have the opportunity of supporting Israel. So all nations can be blessed if they support Israel. So, you know, in thee shall all nations be blessed because you have this object upon whom to bestow your affection and love and support and billions of dollars. And if you do that, you'll be blessed. So the USA can be blessed, according to them, by supporting Israel. Any nation can be blessed by supporting Israel. And how many times do we hear these preachers say, hey, if we don't support Israel as a nation, God's going to curse our nation. God's going to withhold his blessing from this nation. Like we somehow need to support the nation of Israel in order to placate God, in order to make an atonement for our souls, or in order to appease God, we have to support Israel. Let me tell you something. If we want God to bless America, we need to support the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. And you know what? I don't care how many billions of dollars that we send to Israel, the fake nation of Israel. You know, God is not going to bless us if we've turned away from Jesus. The Lord Jesus Christ is where the blessing is. That's the blessedness. It's being saved. It's believing in Christ. It's being in Jesus Christ. It's being one of his people. It's not in supporting some political, fake, Rothschild, United Nations created state over in the Middle East. That is carnal. Amen. That is of the flesh. Amen. We need to worship God in spirit and in truth, and we need to love Jesus Christ. Hey, if we don't love Jesus Christ, then we're going to be anathema. You know, and when he said, I'll bless those that bless you and curse those who curse you, first of all, he was specifically talking to the person Abraham. You know, people who messed with Abraham, God punished them, okay? But also, Jesus Christ is the one that we need to make sure that we bless him if we want to be blessed. And if we curse Jesus, we'll be cursed. And if we bless those who are in Christ, we'll be blessed. And if we curse those who are in Christ, we'll be cursed. It's about Jesus. Galatians 3 makes that crystal clear. So if we want to be blessed and we want to be a blessing, we need to be in Jesus Christ. It has nothing to do with some political Fox News Christianity about giving money and supporting Israel. It's about Jesus. That is a fake nation of Israel. Just like if a guy said, my name's Jesus, I can't believe in that guy to be saved. just because he's got the right name. Okay, just because it's called Jesus, that doesn't mean it's the Jesus of the Bible. And just because it's called Israel, that doesn't mean it's the Israel of the Bible. God will bless America when we get back to the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.